CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, come on, rise and shine, honey, wake up, wake up.
Oh,
no. Now, come on, you've always wanted to know what it was like to go duck hunting. Well, we got to be down there in the duck blind before sunrise. Come on, get up, girl.
Oh,
get
I
up.
Can't, too cold, don't.
Now, come on, darling, I started a little fire in the fireplace. You can dress in front of that. I know the cabin is cold,
but... Why are you up at 4? It won't be sunrise for hours.
Well, you got to get dressed, you got to have breakfast, and we got to have plenty of coffee to carry down there with us in the thermos. It's a little chilly sitting in duck blind just waiting, you know.
I don't understand you. Home, I can hardly drag you out of bed and the alarm goes off. You're in a freezing cold cabin, frost on the window. You're up and bouncing around at 4 in the morning as jolly as Santa Claus.
Yeah, well, it's different, honey. It's different. I don't even notice the cold. You know, there's a thrill and excitement about getting up early to go duck hunting.
Yeah. Well, I wish some of it would rub off on me. Well, I certainly don't see what the thrill is.
Now, darling, it's a challenge. You're matching your wits against those of a duck.
Matching? Aren't you a little brighter than a duck, I hope?
Well, no, I'm just as bright. Now, come on, honey, you know what I mean. Now, get up. Will you put on that long woolen underwear and put on at least 2 pairs of wool socks, plenty of sweaters, and you'll need all the warm clothes you've got.
All right, I'll get up. Nothing else. I'm curious. I want to see what's so thrilling that can... get you out of bed at 4 in the morning without a charge of dynamite.
Yeah. Hurry up now, get dressed. I'll put water on for coffee.
Oh, this miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan, the amazing 3-layer tablet now bringing real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion to millions. Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold's infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan's decongestant reaches all congested areas, shrinks all swollen membranes, relieves pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergent helps keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers reduce body aches, fever, and vitamin C helps build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. There's nothing, nothing like Dristan. So for real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion, accept only Dristan decongestant tablets.
Come on, you ready?
Well, just a minute, dear.
Well, darling, what have you been doing? I've been down there 20 minutes getting all my wooden decoys set out.
Well, I had to boil more water for coffee to fill up the thermos, and I made some sandwiches, and I have so many clothes on, I can hardly move around to do anything.
Yeah, well, you'll be glad to have them on later on. You better take that blanket, too. Now, look, we got to hurry. We still have to gather more brush for the duck blind. Say, it's a very nice duck blind, by the way.
It is? I guess I wouldn't know one from the other, anyhow.
Mr. Cranshaw told me that this Madden guy who owns the cabin built the duck blind this year. It's called a fixed blind.
What's it look like?
Well, it's a wooden platform about 6 feet square. It's got strips of canvas on 3 sides about 4 feet up, so we'll have more protection from the wind.
That's something. Well, all right. I'm ready, I guess.
All right, look, put on your hip boots.
What hip boots?
The hip boots, the ones I borrowed from Fred for you, are right there in the corner.
Why, I couldn't keep those big things on, dear. Why, I couldn't walk in them.
Oh, yes, you could. You will. Now, look, you'll be walking through the water in them.
Walking through the water? Isn't the duck blind at the edge of the lake?
Well, no, darling. It's out quite a ways. It's in the marsh with the tall, marshy grass, so it's hidden, you know. We'll row out to it in the small skiff that's out here, but we'll have to cover that over with grass, you see.
Boy, I just wonder why I'm doing all... You know, I don't even like duck. I can't stand that wild, gamey taste.
Well, listen, if nothing else, I'd bet Fred $10 that I'd come back with enough ducks to throw a dinner party.
Oh, sort of foolish, wasn't it? You don't get any. $10, really, dear. Well, come on. I'll do what I can to help you. I certainly don't want you to lose $10.
Yeah.
All right, now get comfortable so you can sit absolutely still. We don't want the ducks to be suspicious that we're here, you know. Now remember, honey, when we see the ducks flying over, don't move.
Oh, don't worry. By that time, we'll be able to. I'll be frozen stiff. After wading around in the lake here, gathering marsh grass for everything, the camouflage. Aren't you cold?
Well, sure I am, but I don't think about it.
It's the kind of remark that makes a person very unpopular.
Yeah, well, now, look, you better get comfortable, honey. Now, we just sit and wait, you know.
Give me some more coffee out of that thermos, Larry.
You better save the coffee a bit. We got a long time to sit here.
Look, we're not marooned in the Alps. I can always go back to the cabin and make more coffee rather than freeze to death.
All right. Now, keep quiet. See, when you're in a duck blind, you're supposed to make yourself as inconspicuous as possible.
I'm not sure how we can show very much. It's pitch dark. Turn on the flashlight again, will you?
No, dear. No, I told you.
I have got to see where my other leg is. Numb from cold. I can't feel a thing in these wet hip boots. Thank you.
All right.
There it is. Now, right. We just had something to lean against, you know. It'd be a lot more comfortable to sit here.
Quiet, please. It's getting lighter.
Look, I have been quiet for an hour. I've got to change positions. I just have to. Besides, I think the duck blind is sinking. Look at the water seeping in. Everything is getting all squishy, too. Look here. Oh, honey, you can't tell me you're enjoying this.
Be quiet.
Why, you are just blue with cold.
Shh, will you?
Is it worth it?
Yes. Now, keep quiet. Keep quiet.
Well, I don't think the ducks are coming this morning.
Oh, yes, dear. This is the best lake in the state for ducks. They should be coming over about 7 o'clock. It's 6:30 now.
7? How do you know they'll arrive at 7?
Oh, about 7.
Why do you keep saying 7? They drop you a card or something?
That is the time they show up. They feed at sunrise and sunset.
Oh, I see. Oh, what do they do about daylight saving?
Oh, but I am going to ask you for the last time to keep quiet. Now, please. You've always wanted to know what it's like to go duck hunting. Well, this is what it's like. Now, I bet $10 I'd come back with some ducks.
All right. I'll keep quiet.
All right.
Except if you noticed, I think it's starting to snow. Dear, may I say something? Brush the snow off your cap, dear. You think the ducks will come now? The weather's so bad.
Yes, the ducks stop flying at sunrise and sunset at their feeding grounds. They have to eat.
But there isn't any sun. We can't see anything with this snow coming in. Look, we're both frozen and wet. It's cheaper to pay Fred the $10 you bet him than for us both to have a hospital bill.
Look, we drove all the way up here to go duck hunting, and snow or no snow, we're going to stick it out until the ducks arrive.
Maybe aren't stopping here this year.
Look, there are always ducks at this lake.
Well, maybe this year one duck said to the rest of them, oh, let's not go south the same old way this winter, dear. Let's take a different route.
Oh, don't be silly.
Maybe Mrs. Mallard said to Mr. Mallard, why don't we go south to the canvasbacks this year? They fly around by Detroit, and we've never seen Detroit.
Oh, would you please get down in the duck blind?
I can't understand why you met...
Where they are?
Where?
Now, sit down!
I don't see them!
Oh, they saw us! There they go! Where's my gun? Where's my gun?
I don't know. It's right here. Oh, there it is, under the thermos.
Oh,
under the thermos. Get up.
Oh, it's too late. The ducks came, they saw, and they went.
We have been sitting here freezing for 2 hours just for this last brief, thrilling moment?
We have. Of course you had to stand right up in the duck line and scream, where are they? Where are the ducks?
Well, I'm sorry. I had to stand up to stretch my legs. I'm so cold. And I've been trying to be a good sport about it.
Oh, you are cold, aren't you?
Aren't you?
Yes, I'm frozen stiff, and it makes me so darn mad drive all the way up here and then miss the one golden opportunity. Oh, well, it's all in the wooden decoys here. Come on, pack up the thermos.
Dear, be quiet. How many wooden decoys did you set off?
How many? 12 or so. 11 of Fred's and the one I made.
I count 13.
Huh?
Count the decoys.
Well, golly, they're bobbing around so on the water with the snow and everything. Wait. 1, 4, 10, 13.
That's what I counted.
One of them's a live duck.
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know. You put the decoys out so far, and it's hard to see with the snow and everything.
Which
they all look—they all look alike. Have your gun ready so you can get him when he flies off, anyhow.
Yeah, all right. Quiet now. Quiet.
Yeah, okay.
We just wait.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Without raising an eyebrow of his own, a casual country boy, Pat Buttram, can raise a laugh from coast to coast. The number of times he accomplishes the feat in a single program is something to stay home about. Just Entertainment is the name of Buttram's show. It's here on CBS Radio every weekday, part of the different sound of this station. Brother Buttram surrounds himself with a talented cast in the music and song department. As for the comedy, well, that's Pat's specialty. Something to laugh home about every Monday through Friday is Pat Buttram's Just Entertainment. In all modesty, though, Pat admits he has no copyright on comedy during the day. Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter, and Gary Moore have their full say on the subject here, too. And something else delightful under the CBS radio roof is Funny Side Up. This weekday, Jamboree stars comedian Pat Carroll, comics Kenny Delmar and Parker Fennelly, and your host, Peter Donald. Peter serves the others odd news items. And when Pat, Kenny, and Parker finish with those items, they come out well done and funny side up every time. Give a listen, often.
Well, I don't get it. That duck must have heard us. Why doesn't he fly off?
Because he's playing it smart, I guess. He flew down, landed among the decoys. Now he knows if he makes a false move, you'll spot which one he is. Oh, I see now what you mean by matching wits. Ducks are smarter than I thought.
I think it's the one farthest away. He's got less snow on him.
Well, let's get this over with. Take a shot at that one.
Oh, no. It's not sporting. He has to be on the wing.
You wouldn't think a duck would be smart enough to pretend to be just another decoy, would you?
Well, self-preservation. You no doubt have experience with hunters.
I've got an idea. Where's that whistle thing? That duck call that you brought along.
Oh.
Give it here. Get your gun ready. All animals are curious. Now, I'll blow this, and he'll turn his head, and we'll know which one he is. Keep your eye on him.
Oh, no. I don't think... All right, okay. Try it.
All right, get your gun ready.
All right.
You ready? Ready?
Yeah.
There he is. Way out there. He turned his head. Don't miss it. I got him. Oh, poor little duck.
Really? Now, don't start that. What do you think duck hunting is?
I don't care. It seems terrible, doesn't it?
Well, look, let me confess something. This is the first duck I have ever shot in my life. There are at least 2,000 still flying around that I missed. Now get out of the way while I wade through the water and get him.
Get her, you mean, dear?
Huh?
Only a girl would turn her head that quickly when somebody quacked at her.
Oh.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. It is directed by Dick Senta, produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Houghton, thank you.